My first guest in this edition is Ken Shreve, content editor at Investors.com, the website that is run in conjunction with Investors Business Daily. Ken is also a market commentator and a good friend of ours here at Dateline Washington. We want to get his thoughts on the amazing week on Wall Street, most of it very bad news, but certainly a major roller coaster ride at the end of the week. And Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Greg. Great to be with you.
Take us in the mind of the typical investor, if you can here. Why was there so much selling? We went obviously from a point of five digits on the Dow to briefly below 8,000 by the end of the week, an event before it bounced back.
Well, going into Friday's session, you know, you had the Dow was down 21% in the past seven trading sessions. The S&P 500 was down 22%. I mean, for a full year, Greg, that is a pretty nasty bear market. So the thing basically what's going on in the market right now, obviously you have a lot of fear. You have a lot of uncertainty. It's really the message that the stock market is sending right now that it is good that the government is taking steps to cure this worldwide financial crisis. But what the market seems to be pricing in right now is probably some not so good economic data that lies ahead in terms of probably continued job losses, sluggish retail sales. That is most likely what the market is pricing in right now. I think everyone believes that we're going to be able to, you know, get through this freezed up credit markets and no one's lending money and there's no liquidity in the system. I mean, the U.S. government and the G7 is meeting today and this weekend, and they're going to come up with some steps to, you know, continue to try to, you know, fix the situation. But the, you know, stock market itself right now is selling off because of fear and again, just in anticipation of likely weak economic data ahead.
Ken, the anticipation for Friday's session was that it was going to be horrible given what had happened in some of the Asian markets and early on in the British markets as well. And we did see that at the opening bell, but eventually there was quite a rally. It was actually up a couple hundred points before falling again more than 120 points at the close. So what was the good news that kind of slipped in there as well?
Well, that's good question, Greg. I really don't know. I mean, this was just another typical whipsaw day of wild trading on Wall Street, and it is very tough for an individual investor. You know, we have a column in our paper, the Big Picture column, which provides daily market analysis, and we kind of give investors green lights and red lights about whether it's a safe environment to be investing in stocks. And we really started turning negative on this market back in mid-August and ultimately turned 100% negative back in early September. So in this type of whipsaw market environment, it's just so difficult to make money. And Friday's price action was just another, you know, typical day. I mean, we were down nearly 700 points right at the open. About 40 minutes later, all of those gains had been erased, and we turned higher. About a half an hour left in the trading day, we were up better than 200 points in the Dow, and then we turned lower again. So I'm not sure there were any specific headlines that were making the indexes move like this. This is just how a market reacts when there's a lot of uncertainty out there, and that certainly is the case right now.
For the most part, Ken, are the bargain hunters a little bit gun-shy right now, or are they just completely overwhelmed by all those who are very unsettled by what's happening?
Well, there's a lot of hesitation in the credit markets. Banks are unwilling to lend to each other, and that is certainly the case among institutional investors in the stock market. No one is willing to make big bets right now in the market, or no one is really willing to put serious money to work. That will happen at some point. You know, we've had a really nasty sell-off in commodity-related stocks, oil stocks, metal stocks, agriculture. All of these stocks that have been leading the market for the past couple of years when the dollar was really weak. Well, you know, the silver lining there is that you need new leadership to lead a new market rally, and we will get that at some point. It's likely not going to come from the former leader, so there's a lot of advice out there right now to buy oil on the way down and buy all these beaten down names, but we believe that new leadership will eventually come, but it's likely going to be in names outside of this this commodity space. So we'll have to see how it shapes up, but that's you know, one way to kind of look at this in a silver lining. You know, old leadership is out the door. Now we're just waiting for new leadership to set up. The problem is there's been so much technical damage done in the market, so much institutional selling, it's going to take a little while for the market to repair itself. But it will at some point.
Couple minutes left with Ken Shreve of Investors.com. And Ken, your website, as well as Investors Business Daily, the paper itself, have had a tradition of promoting market-oriented approaches to economic problems. And obviously what we're seeing right now is a lot of government intervention in terms of the $700 billion bailout. Senator McCain obviously wants to use a chunk of that to buy up bad mortgages. We've heard about the government buying up shares of different banks in the country. But what's your sense of where this is going, what the long-term impact could be?
Well, I think from the paper's perspective, Greg, and I do support it. I mean, we're obviously a big believers in a free market. However, we've had some editorials that have run in the paper recently that basically said that something needed to be done in terms of the government stepping in. Obviously, there was a lot of resistance among taxpayers, especially when Paulson and Bernanke initially. You remember the $700 billion bailout package initially was like a 2 to 3 page document,
right,
that went to Capitol Hill, and I think that we kind of had some faith restored in our political system when lawmakers kind of scoffed at that and said they had so many questions about this initial proposal, so they asked tough questions, and all of a sudden that 2 to 3 page document, I think, turned into something more than 100 pages. So, the government is doing what it had to step in. We're not thrilled to see that, but it's just unprecedented times, and it's just going to, I think there's a perception out there as well that all this uncertainty in the stock market that Paulson and Bernanke are sort of grasping at straws. What else can we do? What else can we do? And now that this is a worldwide crisis, again, you have the G7 meeting right now, And I think it's just going to be little steps, little news headlines in coming days and weeks, little more things that are going to be done to unfreeze these credit markets and get liquidity flowing again in the system. And it's going to take time. And I think that's, again, the reason the stock market is acting weak. It kind of realizes that this is going to take some time, and you're not going to see a fix to this in a couple weeks' time or even a couple months' time.
So keep the Malocs close at hand over the next several weeks is what we're hearing, I guess. Ken, thank you so much, as always, for your time.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Ken Shreve is content editor at Investors.com, the website that, of course, goes along with Investors Business Daily. He's also a market commentator. This is Dateline Washington.